Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed your blood out there on Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that everyone invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. But before we bring Brother Jones onto the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Of course, it is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue to pray for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our motorists, our truck drivers, especially my husband in particular, and all of his friends, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I also request that you continue praying on behalf of our ministers who take time from their daily mornings every day to be here with us to provide us with words of encouragement. Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I'm asking continued prayer for my daughter Kennedy's health. Pray for her while she's at camp, mentoring kidney, liver, and heart transplant children. Also pray for us for traveling grace as I pick her up on Thursday. Also pray for our school system. We will start back to the teachers will start back to school today. And pray for the students that will come back on Friday. Also pray for me that God will just continue to give me that strength and guidance. And pray for me as I present something to the teachers today. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I bring you Brother Roger Jones. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the devotion. We're certainly appreciative for Sister Danielle for her prayer request and Sister Pam for hers as well. We're in James, the first chapter, verse 12, and we talked on last week about enduring temptations and trials. And James suggests to us in this particular passage of scripture that the person who endures temptation shall be blessed. Not only in the life to come shall the individuals who endure temptation be blessed with God eternally in heaven, but the word blessed there encompasses the fact that we will be blessed in this life. God will make sure that we have that inner peace and joy if we endure the temptation. And he will make sure that we enjoy some of the material things in life that we want to experience in our human traveling from earth to glory. Not only will the person be blessed, but the person shall receive the crown of life in the next world. And that crown of life is life itself, eternal life, life forever in the presence of God. And we come to the third point. The person who endures trials and temptations is the person that will be blessed and receive a crown of life. Endurance is an absolute essential. We cannot get around it. We cannot run from it. We cannot stick our heads in the sand when difficult times come. We cannot medicate ourselves with drugs, alcohol, women or men, or any other type of relationships trying to resolve the endurance. A person has to confront the trials and temptations with the spirit of a conqueror. He has to endure. He has to persevere. He has to be steadfast and stand fast. He has to conquer and triumph through his trials, not in his own strength, not believing that he is able to do it himself, but he must conquer and triumph through Christ Jesus our Lord. We must give him the credit for being able to endure. And then he shall receive the promises of God. A person has to be tried and tested and has to prove faithful. Trials and temptations are like pain. Pain is a part of the human experience, and it is an indication to us that this world is not our permanent home. Pain can come from nowhere, out of nowhere. It can develop just instantly, but it is an indicator to us that something needs some attention. And so trials and tribulations are inevitable. They are going to come, and they don't have to come to us because of our own misbehaving. They can come because other family members, members of the body of Christ even, or other people in the world can vex us and bring hardships upon us. The devil can attack us, and even sometimes God can allow certain things to happen to us to test our faith, to try our faith, to prove us, to put us in the flames of trials and tribulations to purify us, to make us better. And so temptations are going to come, trials are going to come. And so we must keep that point in our minds. A person has to be tried and tested and has to prove faithful. He has to endure to the end in order to be saved and to inherit the crown of life. The weakling caves in. Therefore, he does not experience the sense of being blessed. He does not have the confidence and assurance of God's presence and care for our care nor of eternity. He is not sure that he will receive the crown of life. And scripture says he will not receive it. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, he that endured to the end shall be saved. The Apostle Paul admonishing his Corinthian brethren in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Again, he's writing to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9. He says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse number 13, he said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And again, in the same chapter, Peter, and he said, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. And finally, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 11, he said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And the person who loves the Lord is the person who endures. If you love the Lord, you endure. You tolerate a lot of things that you would not be able to tolerate if you did not love the Lord. He is the person who is faithful to the Lord. He follows and obeys the Lord, doing all that the Lord commands. He follows Christ, obeying his commandments and enduring all the trials and temptations of life. Listen to John 14 and verse number 21, beloved. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. John 15, verses 10 and 14, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abiding his love. Verse 14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And Paul, that great trotting apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13, he says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5 and verse number 8, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, can be a great teacher to us. We can learn from it. We can experience some positive benefits from suffering. And then John the Revelator, as we conclude this devotion this morning, he penned these words, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Temptations, trial, grief, sufferings are going to come. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for blessing us. We know that you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And for that, we are eternally grateful. We pray for all that on the call this morning that may be going through some difficult times. Help them to endure. Help them to persevere, to stand fast, to hold fast. Bless the motorists that are traveling to and from work. We ask that you be with those that are truckers, that are transporting goods. Give them safe passage. May each motorist respect each other's traveling space. We ask that you be with every minister that participates in this devotional weekly. We ask that you continue to give us health and strength, right frames of minds, courage to stand upon your word and present it without fear or molestation. We pray for Sister Pam, the Kennedy, who's at camp. We ask that you would be with her as she goes through that camp. We ask that you would be with those that are traveling, Sister Pam, to pick her up and to have safe passage there and safe return home. We ask that you be with the teachers that are meeting today, get ready to go back to school and to teach in the school system. We ask that you be with Sister Pam as she presents what she presents to the teachers, that it would be beneficial and informative, and if applied to their teaching skills, that would be able to make them better teachers and able to communicate with those that they teach, with whom they teach. Meet with the students. Help them to come with a mindset to learn and to participate and to be the best that they can be. Keep each and every school systems providentially safe from random shootings, from bullying, from teachers who don't care as much about the students as they should, but they only care about a paycheck. Father, we ask that you keep us safe, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.